The question was asked, what is the acronym that we see? Zayin Lamed, Zayin Tzadi Lamed, Zayin Tzadi Vav Kuf Lamed, Zayin Tzadi Lamed Lamed Hey Hey, which you will also see. So let's begin with the pasuk. Yes? Okay, so we'll also deal with Taf Nun Tzadi Bet Hey, but that's different. So that's not... okay, so there's a pasuk in Mishle. The pasuk says, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Veshem Reshaim Yirkav. Zecher Tzadik Livracha, even the remembering of a tzadik brings blessing. And we interpret that pasuk to mean that whenever you mention a tzadik, mention something good about him. Don't just mention his name, but whenever a tzadik is mentioned in the Torah too, the Torah takes care. It mentions Noach, so right away it tells you Noach was a righteous person, Ish Tzadik, Tamimi Abdorotav, Et Elohim Itelech Noach. You mention a tzadik, you say something good about him. So we understand it to mean a way of life. Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So when we mention a tzadik's name, we usually say either Zatzal, which is the acronym of Zecher Tzadik Livracha, or we actually say Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and then we could actually fulfill the Zecher Tzadik Livracha sometimes by mentioning something positive about him. Sometimes you don't feel like you have a right to call someone a tzadik. He was an okay person, but... you don't feel like he was a tzaddik, so then we start saying Zal, which is an acronym for Zichrono Livracha. His memory is a blessed memory. So that's Zayin Lamed. Now, the Gemara says, Zichrono, that when you mention someone, you should say Zichrono Livracha Lechayei HaOlam Haba. He should be remembered for blessing for the life of the world to come. And that's why sometimes they write the acronym Zal Haha. Zayin lam lam hey hey, zichrono livracha lechayei haolam haba. Zayin lam lam hey hey hey, hey hey. And then you could sometimes have zatzalala ha, zecher tzadik livracha lechayei haolam haba. That's so those are those acronyms. You asked what's taf nun tzadi bet hey, so that's an acronym that stands for tien nishmato tzirura bitzro rachaim. His soul should be encompassed in the encompassment of life. The verse in Shmuel indicates that when Abigail spoke to David, she said to him, don't sin with me now, I'm a married woman, and your soul should be encompassed in the encompassment of life. And from that verse, and verses in Tehillim, we see that there are different places in the world to come. And one of the places is called Tzror HaChaim, the encompassment of life. Meaning there's a general world to come, and then within that world to come, there are different places that have different names. So one of the places is Tzor HaChaim. So we say about the deceased, Tihei Nishmato, his soul should be Tzerura, encased B'Tzor HaChaim, in the encasement of life. Now encased is a difficult translation. The word Tzor means some form of an enveloped, encased. It's not an accurate translation, I can't think of a better word. For Tzurah B'Tzurah Chaim. But it's along those lines.